East Coast Radio.
We carry on celebrating women that are crushing industries and doing phenomenal things. This happens every Wednesday. And today, I have an incredible woman on the line with me right now. This is a KZN woman who is a founder of the online community called the STEM Moms Club and the owner of the STEM Mom Blog. Now, she is featured in a number of national publications for her achievements and is a qualified engineer with an MBA from the University of Roehampton out in the UK. And she is a Mrs. South Africa finalist. Everybody help me welcome Kamintha Pillay. Welcome, Kamintha.
Hello, Carol. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to be on your show today.
So, Kamintha, before we even get into it, I need to understand, what is STEM Mom Blog? What are you doing in this particular blog? What is it all about?
Thank you, Carol. So, first of all, STEM is an acronym. It stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Being an engineer myself, I fall within this range of careers. And the blog was started after I pursued a study during my MBA, and I looked at how we retain and develop women within these industries. And I found that throughout the globe, this is a major challenge. We either do too little or we don't put in the correct efforts in order to retain the women who do eventually end up in these fields. I wanted to understand the challenges that these women had, and I realized that there was a large group of younger women, as well as a group of women who had chosen to have children during their career. And these were two groups that were not being given the attention they deserved. So the STEM Mom blog became an outlet for me to, you know, speak about the concerns, about the challenges that I had read about, I had discovered through my communications with various women in the field. The blog is a platform for speaking about these challenges, for creating more awareness, especially for those women who are entering into STEM fields and would like a very real understanding, practical understanding of what the field entails.
And then I need to also know from you, how does STEM align with you now wanting to take on this route of Mrs. South Africa and chasing that crown?
I like how you speak about chasing the crown. But the truth is, Carol, I don't think it was ever my intention to chase the crown per se, but it would be kind of a happy coincidence if I ended up there. For me, it's about the journey of getting to that night of the final crowning. It's about making sure that I utilize this platform to send out my message, to give more awareness to my advocacy, to really reach those women who are watching these beauty pageants. We know that there's a large demographic of young girls, married women, who do tend to pay attention to the Mrs. South Africa platform. So it's an amazing way to reach that demographic of women, and my message speaks to them.
Now, I know, Kamintha, your life is pretty hectic. Not only are you a mom, you're a wife, you've got kids, you've got an MBA, you're an electrical engineer. You're just such a woman crush Wednesday of note. How do you do it all? How do you just live your best life like this?
You know, I'm very intentional about everything that I do. The same way that Marie Kondo says that you need to only keep those things in your wardrobe that bring you joy. I feel like I do that with my life. I focus on the things that I really want to do, the things that really align with my message, with my purpose. And I tend to prioritize that within my life. I think that every woman is extremely capable of doing that. And I think a lot of women are already doing that. It's just that we don't always allow ourselves to recognize it. We put it down to, oh, I'm just a mother. Oh, I'm just a wife. These are the things I'm meant to do. But that's not true. I feel that we sell ourselves short when we define ourselves by a single title. But as human beings, we are so many things. We hold so many titles. We are capable of so much if we allow ourselves the time and the space to actually nurture all those different skills. So I'm very intentional and I have amazing support. My husband and my children and my family in general are very aware of all that I am involved in. And I feel like creating that understanding and allowing them to become as passionate as I am about, you know, various aspects of my life they are able to be more involved in it. They are able to support me and they're able to almost shoulder some of that load. So I don't have to do it all by myself. And that has definitely helped me.
Now, I know you're hosting a pretty cool fundraiser in aid of Women for Women. Tell us more about this and how we can help.
Yes, that's right. My fundraiser is an online trivia champions quiz. So what it is every week on a Saturday at 6 p.m., we have a trivia quiz that we do via Zoom with a bunch of people who just want to have fun. So you would go onto Quicket. You would buy an entrance ticket and you would enter either yourself or as a family or as a couple. And you just bring all the fun. You know, we all pitch up on our Zoom calls. Sometimes the kids get involved. People get dressed up. Somebody had their little dog as a mascot as well. So it was loads of fun. We put together a trivia quiz. There are three categories and we have a weekly winner and we give away awesome prizes as well. And the really cool part about all of this is that everything you do is contributing to a bigger cause, which is Women for Women. Women for Women is an NPO. They focus on the development and creating better opportunities for girls and women within underprivileged communities. And by doing this fundraiser, everything that we make will be going towards this amazing charity. So for me, the drive is that, you know, it links up exactly with my cause. We may be able, through this program, be able to, you know, create an opportunity for a young girl who could eventually end up working within a STEM field. She could become a scientist, an engineer, a mathematician of note. And it's through a cause like this, through a program like this, that she could have those opportunities. So my online event also has the opportunity for donations as well as for advertisers. I'm also a small business owner, so I wanted to give small business owners the opportunity to also be able to showcase their talents, showcase their business. So when you go to the Quicket link, there are three different options. You will be able to either buy an entry ticket, like I said, to the quiz on Saturday, or you will be able to donate an amount of your choice. Or you will have the third option, which is the advertiser option. You buy a ticket for 200 Rand. You send me a small 2-minute video about your business, about what you do. And I will play that on Saturday night for our audience. And they will get to be introduced to your little business. And you never know where that might land. So it's a great opportunity on many different aspects. And I hope that I'm going to have more support from our KZN family. We have done amazing so far. We've already reached 64% of the target. Our target is 10,000 Rand. So right now we've still got a little way to go, but I have so much faith in KZN and the giving nature of people within this province. So I hope that you will reach out and you will go to Quicket to follow the Trivia Champions quiz link.
And lastly, Kamintha, I have to ask you, how do we support you on your journey to becoming Mrs. South Africa? And also, what is your message to women right now? It's been a tough, tough year and some women have fallen out of love with themselves. What is your advice for these ladies?
You can find all the information you need about the event, as well as my social media handles and all the information that I've told you about on Quicket. So you will go to Quicket online, quicket.co.za, and there you can search for Trivia Champions and it will take you to the event page where you can then go and purchase your tickets. To women out there, I want to say, know that you can embrace different aspects of yourself. No one is singular. You're not one title. So go out there and start acknowledging all those little tasks that you carry out. And it's only through this exercise that you will start to appreciate who you are, what you are able to do. And with this year being as challenging as it has been, now is the time to really appreciate what it is that you are able to do with very little. So, you know, start embracing that and take that forward into 2021. You are so capable. You are so powerful. And I can't wait to see how the women of KZN just start uplifting themselves in 2021. In order to support me on my journey, First of all, I would love for you to join me at Trivia Champions on Saturday. I'd love to start meeting more people from KZN and to really support you in your small businesses as well. But if you would like to vote for me, there is a public vote which can be done via SMS. You can SMS my name, Kamentha Pillay, K-A-M-E-N-T-H-A, Pillay, P-I-L-L-A-Y, to the number 35959. Free SMSs don't apply and the SMSs will cost you 3 Rand. Carol, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much to Mrs. South Africa finalist from right here in KZN, Kamentha Pillay, a phenomenal woman indeed, and the founder of the online community, the STEM Moms Club. Listen, if you know a phenomenal woman, we want to know about her. She must be doing something remarkable and crushing every day. Send an email to rory@ecr.co.za. That's rory@ecr.co.za.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.